This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 665,000 people have died from COVID-19. That's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States and more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million, 2.5 million in Brazil, as the world faces and races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19. There is seemingly no antidote in sight for the burgeoning outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths or sham cures. The phenomenon, unfolding largely on social media, escalated this week when U.S. President Donald Trump retweeted a false video about an anti-malarial drug being a cure for the virus, and it was revealed that Russian intelligence is spreading disinformation about the crisis through English-language websites. Experts worry that the torrent of bad information is dangerously undermining efforts to slow the virus, whose death toll in the U.S. has skyrocketed. Brazil reopened Wednesday to foreign visitors arriving by plane, hoping to revive its lockdown devastated tourism industry despite the rapid spread of the new coronavirus in the country. In a decree published in the Government Gazette, Brazil extended coronavirus-related bans on foreign travelers arriving by land or sea for another 30 days, but said that the four-month-old restrictions will no longer bar the entry of foreigners arriving by air. Brazil ranks third globally in COVID-19-related deaths as well as infections. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese drug company Sinopharm and Paraná State have agreed to launch the fourth major COVID-19 vaccine trial in Brazil, and it will seek regulatory approval in the next 2 weeks. A trial by Sinopharm would join phase three trials already announced in Brazil by AstraZeneca, Sinovac Biotech, and Pfizer partnership with BioNTech. The head of the Paraná Technology Institute said that they would soon finalize their proposal and submit it for approval with a federal health regulator. Brazil's COVID-19 outbreak, the world's worst outside the United States, has made it a global testing ground for potential vaccines. Britain said Wednesday it has signed a deal for up to 60 million doses of a potential coronavirus vaccine being developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. With four deals so far, Britain has struck more coronavirus vaccine supply agreements than any other country. The UK has secured 250 million doses for a population of 66 million. Having endured what was surely a record-shattering slump last quarter, the U.S. economy faces a dim outlook as a resurgent coronavirus intensifies doubts about any sustained recovery the rest of the year. Huge plunge in consumer spending as people stayed home and avoided shopping, traveling, or gathering in crowds as the virus raged is estimated to have sent the economy sinking at a roughly 32% annual rate in the April-June quarter, and that would be more than triple the previous worst quarterly economic fail, a 10% drop set in 1958. Iraq's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has launched underground ballistic missiles. The launch is part of an exercise involving a fake aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. This is according to a state television report Wednesday, and it represents the latest barrage in a drill that saw two American bases temporarily go on alert over the launches Tuesday. State TV says drones separately targeted the bridge of the fake aircraft carrier. State TV report did not immediately air footage of the launches, nor did it identify the missiles used in the drill. The Trump administration says that it will reject new applications and shorten renewal periods for an Obama-era program that shields young people from deportation. The move Tuesday is a defiant stance after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to let the administration end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The justices ruled last month that President Trump failed to follow rulemaking procedures when he tried to scrap DACA, but they kept the window open for him to try again. More at voanews.com. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.